To call the meeting to order, can we stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Can everybody hear me? The mask on? Okay, all right. I see Chris is not here. Boy. I wish he would have been here. Got a few issues. I need to sit down with him and talk to him about, and no relative on you, Todd, but they hired Todd back in September as a sub. And it hasn't been too many weeks, you haven't worked 40 hours, huh?
No, not really.
No, that's it. I mean, I don't remember okaying a seventh man on the payroll. And then last week he worked overtime, which is definitely a no-no. So he needs to figure out a way better to, I mean, a sub driver is a sub driver when somebody's out in Berlin. I mean, we haven't even started winter yet. And the other issue is he's $10,000 over on his equipment budget. You know, he's already working on next year's budget and we haven't even got next year here yet. So I wish he'd been here so he had any explanation or not, but you know, we can't keep overspending and you know, if we keep this up, he'll be a year where he'll have no budget at all. He'll spend it the year before. But he needs to curtail to the budget more and keep an eye on it. Okay, well, I guess he's not here, so move on to the library.
Okay. Here's the budget year coming up. We decided to do another year of austerity budget. It's a $28,000 budget with balances. And the main thing we're attempting to do over the last 6 years is to keep building up a fund balance. When we started 6 years ago, we had zero. So now we're in the $15,000-$18,000 range fund balance, which is much better for any emergencies or whatever comes up. So we're still working on that. That being said, the library is open full-time, it's 25 hours, and we are open for full services. Anybody and everybody can go in for use the computers, fax machine, photocopying, books, DVDs, e-books, etc. We're open for full business. Our budget, we're still able to give full services, is basically you know, what I'm saying there. And the winter coming up, we're hoping again this year that if the town does your parking lot here, if they could just swing over and clean up, that's worked really great the last 3, 4, 5 years.
Yep.
If they can do that again. And whoever does the sidewalks,
yeah.
If they could do that back sidewalk behind the building for our emergency exits, that would...
Yeah, that's the plan.
That would be a really, really big help also. Also, if Northeastern Clinton Central School is closed, on a day that the library is normally open, the library will be closed. We're not going to open when the school is closed because of a snow day. That allows everybody to do everything else, and it's not a priority for anything.
Okay.
We'll take care of that. So, know that. Now, last month, I was pleased to announce that we had a new library director. And we were down to two people, and it was hard to choose between one and the other. They're both good. And so we hired Louise Wesch, and her first week on the job, she found out, and I'll use her words, unforeseen circumstances. She was not able to continue. And this was the week before Thanksgiving, so we immediately, the very same day that Louise told us, We called the other person, because the other person was a very good candidate. This was 3 weeks after the interview. The other person had moved on and was no longer available. So here we are, can't do much Thanksgiving week as I get into Christmas season. So we had just posted for this job, a month earlier, and we had gone through all the candidates to post the same thing. Well, basically what happened was my wife came up and said, well, if it wasn't full time, I'd be willing to help. And right about the same time, Stacy Brooks, from Morse, Tim Daniels' girlfriend, said the same thing. If it's not full time, I'd be willing to help. So Louise was leaving on December 4th, okay, and this was like November 23 or 24. So we decided to set up a special meeting for November 30, and we were going to decide just what we're going to do. At that same time, when we set up the meeting, Lisa DeLong saw the meeting posted, and she asked what the meeting was about because she had attended one of our previous meetings and just wanted to know if she could come. When she heard that we were looking for another director, she said she would be interested if it were part-time and not, if she works full-time. So on. So, at the November 30 meeting, there was all seven of us were there. There were seven board members. And Tim and I presented this option. He said, either we can say we're really sunk in a hole and we just can't find somebody, or we can look at an opportunity. Is this an opportunity to try to make some change? And the change that we suggested is, instead of going with one director, why not co-directors? And these, two or three part-time people, and where they would share the load. Positives would include if one has to take a sick day or whatever, the others can cover. One of the others can cover, that sort of thing. If one of them feels they have to leave and leave permanently and go somewhere, we still have two others until we can find somebody. We're not stuck in a hole where all of a sudden we're trying to do something again. And because it's my wife and Tim Daniels' girlfriend, we left the room. We definitely would have had to abstain anyway, but we left the room, and the other five board members had to decide what direction they were going to take. So they spent an hour or more, and we were waiting to see what they were going on. So they called us back in. So when we went back in, they had decided that they were going to have three co-directors, and they were going to hire them as substitutes, temporary, interim, whatever way you want to call it. They wanted to have three interim substitute co-directors. Okay. And then they wanted to re-advertise the position, because what we advertised a month previously was for one person full time. Okay. So this would now be three people and three part time, and the board is not deciding who does what. The three people are going to have to work it out amongst themselves, who does what hours. Basically what they decided. So after they did that, they then moved and decided to hire Norma, Stacy, and Lisa as substitute interim directors. And so they started a week ago, December 6th. Louise's last day was December 4th. And it was December 3 and December 4 that Norma and Lisa were able to train with Louise to at least pick up some of the information that she had gotten from Jenny previously to help with the switchover. And also, on that same Monday, December 6th, Clinton Essex Franklin Library System sent two trainers. They came, and all three of them were able to train. Lisa, Norma, and Stacy were able to train. It was about a 2.5-hour session. And they learned all about the computer system, et cetera, how the book handled them, all that sort of thing. So that worked out well. They also decided, when Tim and I were gone, that they wanted to post it immediately, and I think they wanted it to run until December 20 for applications to come in. We have gotten one good application. Besides of that, it has come in. The three substitutes have also decided that they would like to apply as well. So we have four applicants right now for three positions. And the board tentatively set January 11 to be interview day. And once again, Tim and I cannot be part of that interview. We will not be in the room. There will be a committee that will be doing the interviewing. And as of now, I believe they'd be interviewing at least four, the three substitutes and the other person that has applied. If you know anybody that may be interested in this being a part-time thing and working with others, contact us. They need to get their resume in for that. I think the other thing we'd be looking for, just like co-captains on a sports team or whatever, they absolutely have to have teamwork and they absolutely have to work and cooperate with each other. So that's going to be part of the interview. There's going to have to be people that can demonstrate that they can be part of the team and they can cooperate and work with each other. I guess basically in a nutshell, that's what it is. I believe our January 18 is going to be our regular library board meeting. And I believe the committee will have a recommendation to bring to that meeting who they would like to hire as the permanent co-directors for the library. So, questions?
No. Sounds like you've been busy.
Yeah, we're hopeful. We really think this model, it's a model. I have checked all the 30 other libraries in our system, and every single one of them that I could tell has only one director. I have not seen this model. So I think for a small town with a low budget, this could possibly be a model that other towns could look at. We'll see. Depends how successful it is.
Right.
How it works. But I think a lot depends on the people themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Art.
Yeah.
Thank you, Art.
Okay. Dog control. Stacy's not here. Under the dog control, everybody's got a copy of the dog kennel in Malone that we contract with every year, the last few years anyway. And they're wanting to know if we're interested in doing the same again this year. Last year it was $2,000 and they didn't mention anything about an increase, so I'm assuming we're going to stay at $2,000. So any questions on that?
Do we have to make a motion tonight, Jeff?
Or? Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. We can do it at the beginning of the year, but...
I would make a motion to do it,
yeah. That's what I was hoping.
I'd make a motion, you know, considering that the fee remains the same as last year, we go ahead with it.
Okay, you want a second, Don?
Well...
Irving made a motion. Second?
Definitely. Motion to accept as long as the fees are set.
Yep, contract same as last year's. Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay. Beautification. Karina.
Hi, good evening. Just a couple things to mention. I'd like to thank the highway department for
setting our lighted decorations up on the poles this year. So thank you to the Highway Department for that. And secondly, the application deadline for the Christmas lighting contest ended on Friday, December 10th, and our judges will be going out this week to take a look, and they'll submit their nominations of, or their vote of who should be first, second, and third place. So I'll have that to report on in January.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Karina. Okay, youth commission, nope, historian, nope. Mr. Assessor.
No good news. You've got the LOL, state is great for making lists. Level of assessment. It's 12, 15 assessing towns. Only one met the requirement. So we're not exactly on the bottom, we're not exactly on the top. We are at 83%. You have to maintain 95%. Because if you don't, it affects the exemption and the tax rate. So they sent out a thing, show Jeff what they want. Astronomical increases. I'd be happy. I'm here every Tuesday, basically from sunrise to sunset. More than welcome to come in and see me, and I'll tell you the good news. Everybody's got to, has to go up. I didn't think it would be this bad, but last year, Jeff and I decided we wouldn't raise it because of COVID. This year, it looks like we're going to have to bite the bullet and raise it. And sales are killing us. Everybody who has sold a house, it's $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 over assessed value. And that's what your tax rate is. That's your budget. So that's all the news I have to tell. They're all good before Christmas. Any questions?
What's the total assessed value of the county's the rate to get to 95%?
What's the cap here? This is a magical figure. It comes from today. We had that question today, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Where does it come from? Pull it out of the air.
No, what's the total
this
value?
This is from the state. What's from the state.
What's the total value that you have to raise? Like, how many millions of dollars to get to 95%?
Well, it's just by the property. It didn't tell me how much.
It doesn't tell you how many dollars you need to raise it, no.
But each,
they're going to evaluate each house, and if it's where it needs to be, that's where you get your.
That's what they have. There's more than a little. Come in and see me Tuesday. Give you a chance.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
That's right. Yeah.
Work.
If we don't raise it, they're going to assault the people.
It's going to affect your star.
Affect the star. And it will affect all the exemptions. Any questions?
Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome.
Fire department. I got the fire report from Todd Gumala. I had 8 calls for the month of November, 4 in the town, 4 mutual aid, 1 house fire, 2 motor vehicle accidents, 2 trees down, 1 CO alarm, and 1 medical assist. We got a total of 120 calls so far for the year of 2021. Anything else, Todd?
Everything's going good so far. Great lights. Thank everybody that came out to that.
I got a letter from a lady. I don't know where she even lives, but you know, she says her son kept running back and forth to the window looking for more lights. Says, please let those that volunteered yesterday how much is appreciated and the time and effort they made.
So, like I said, it's about giving something back to the community, you know, spreading the holidays.
It was nice.
Something I look forward to do each year from here on out, we can, God willing.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, we all pretty much made it through that whirlwind storm.
Yeah.
We had a crew of 14 members. We responded to roughly 11 calls. That's not counting stopping to move trees and stuff out of the roadway. We started roughly around 8:30 Saturday evening. Actually, about the time you called was when we started.
Yeah.
It was around that time, I guess. And our last call came in at 3:38 and we cleared that. We're out of here at 5:30 Sunday morning. So that's a very tired individuals. Some of those calls ranged anywhere from 3.5 to, I think, 5 hours was the longest one. The guys were sitting on a power line waiting for a nice act.
Yeah, I'm sure they were stretched pretty thin.
I wish there was more people here, because one thing I'd stress is if there's a tree down, don't try and move it yourself. Call the right people. Call the fire department, call the highway department. Don't take it upon yourself.
You fall and hit your head.
The highway department, you guys were out moving stuff too, so. But just don't try doing it yourself.
Yeah, it was an unfortunate accident. It was kind of a freak accident, but.
That was not the way I wanted to end the evening.
No. It's too bad. Yeah, especially when he was just trying to help.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thanks, Todd.
Yep.
EMS report. For the month of October, they had 115 calls, and for the month of November they had 102. Totals for the year so far is 1,188. Let's see, do they have totals for, like, 46 in Champlain, 28 in Moores, and 28 in Rosses Point. But they don't have the totals for the yearly, do they? Nope. No totals for the year, so. That's the EMS report. Court. Okay, for the month of October, the court took in $5,138. $4,018 went to the state, $1,070 went to the town, and $50 to the county. The month of November took in $4,270. $2,475 went to the state, $1,672 went to the town, and $123 to the county. Code enforcement, not here. Cemeteries. Biggie?
Yeah.
Everything good?
Everything seems okay.
Good so far?
Yeah, so
okay.
Far.
All right. Thank you.
No trees down.
No. I guess there's one up in the Union Cemetery.
There's a couple small ones in there.
Okay.
Yeah, there's two up there, Jeff, actually. One of them is right on, just off the Big Hill Road.
Is it?
There's another one that's in the cemetery more, the big maple. There was a branch that was coming down and was resting on a tombstone. Apparently that branch snapped.
Did it?
Knocked that tombstone over.
I'll bet it.
So it's a pretty good size headstone.
Okay. I don't know if you can see Chris tomorrow, see if he can get the loader and get it out of there, and then we'll worry about getting the stone up in the spring. Okay, thanks. Anything else under old business?
Old business, Jeff, I'd like to thank the Clinton County Highway Department for removing the tree on the corner of my yard. There's two trees, they moved the one closest to the intersection, has made a very good impact for visibility. Since I lived there was two car accidents and a lot of close calls, and hopefully this will alleviate any more of that.
Good. All right. Thank you. Anything else under old business? New business. First thing I got under the new business is I got a letter from John Gordon, zoning board chairman. He says the term of Jane Hitchcock expires at the end of this year, and he would like to ask the board to approve her for a new 5-year term. And second is Mr. Gary John Carden expressed interest in becoming a member on the zoning board. And the second alternate, Jesse LaValle, is resigning because he doesn't have the time to go to the meetings. So he would like to have Gary appointed to the alternate on the zoning board. What do you guys think?
We gotta do it now, or we do it in January when we do the appointments?
Doesn't matter. You can do it either way. You can do it in January. We do all the rest of the appointments.
We do the appointments in January?
Yeah, we do them all, yep. So, okay.
He could put me in there in January for 5 years.
Right, yep. I don't think they're gonna have a meeting anyway now and then, so. Okay, we can do that. Okay, and somewhere, got a letter from Invenergy. It's John LaBar from Ellenberg has been in charge of Invenergy for the locals for us. Well, apparently he's moving on. So there's a new guy coming on, name of Ryan Hicks McCann. So he's gonna be our new go-to guy, I guess, now on the Invenergy for the windmills. So just a letter saying that John's gone and Ryan has replaced him. Okay, anything else under new business? No? Okay. Financials. We need to move $40,000 from the general fund to the highway to cover the payroll and the bills that he accumulated this month. You get a motion?
Do you have a total number, Jeff, of the total?
Not in front of me, no. Okay. I don't. I just got the $40,000. But we got it in the office, the total of what. Once this check comes in, I mean, you only got 2 weeks left for the check to come in from the state on the CHIPS money. So hopefully it gets here. So.
But I just want to make sure we get our funds back in the general.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. That's the first place it's going. Where it goes anywhere else. Has to. Okay, anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Don?
I'll second.
Chris, second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried. Okay. Anything else? No? Public comment. Oh, wait a minute, before we do that, I have a gentleman here who stopped to see me a week or two ago. We're at Dragoon's. He's got a couple aerial photos he'd like to show the board members of the town village, kind of town village of Moores here. We've got 3-4 of them hanging up in the hallway out there of the past years that has been taken.
And, well, my name's Greg Cromer. I've been on a little quest to photograph all the communities in New York. I'm a couple hundred into the project. And I just wanted to show off one that I took here. I also have one of Moores Forks. Yeah, I thought I'd show them to you, see if there may be any interest in a copy for your walls. This was taken in September of this year.
Okay.
That's the only shot you took, isn't it?
This one, and like I say, I have one of the four.
Yeah, one of the Moores Forks is really nice. Kind of covered the whole Y there, and yeah.
So I sell these in different sizes. Obviously, this size 20x28 is 195 with the frame. Smaller 16x20 is 95, and I can go larger up to 27x40 for 295.
Okay. Okay.
I'll give you all that information here.
Okay. What do you guys think? I think I like the smaller one better than the bigger one, I think. It's easier to hang on the wall, too.
Takes less room, yeah.
Oh, all right. Is 95 for the smaller one?
Yes.
That's with the frame or without?
With the frame.
With the frame?
Mm-hmm. And if you buy, you know, the both, you know, both set, there's actually a, what is it, a $25 discount on?
On two of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or 20, yeah.
Yeah. If you get them, you should get both of them.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely go both.
I'd make a motion to go buy it.
Okay.
Smaller one.
Yep, the smaller one. Okay.
And one of each then?
One of each.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Need to have this one mounted. I'll be back tomorrow with the delivery.
Okay. That'll be fine.
Thank you very, very much.
And see Renee in there and she'll get you a check. And
wonderful.
Okay.
I'll leave some cards in the back if anybody's interested.
All right.
See my collection on the website. If you need a Christmas gift or something.
Can we motion second to get
Yep. Second by Don. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried. Okay, now I guess we're at a public comment. Any questions, any comments?
What?
No. I'm not going to take longer than yours.
I'm glad you brought up the expenditures going on with the highway department right now. And it's concerning, I know you said you went over on his equipment budget, and we still don't have the purchase of our pickup truck yet. So we're really even further behind than that going into next year.
No, he's still got his money for his truck. He hadn't spent that yet.
But only a partial, because, and then that's including inflation on new trucks, because we've been delaying and delaying this for years. So that's going to really catch up to us if we don't get one eventually. And we're going to have less equipment than we already have.
If we could even find one.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the last time we priced it out, it was, we couldn't find any available.
Yeah, no, we at some point, you know, we just got to order one. And get it, because I don't think it's
going to
go the other way anytime soon.
Right. Okay. All right. Jeff?
I know I'm beating a dead horse, but I'd like to know what's going on with our longevity for three of our guys at work. We've been waiting since 2024.
For a while now.
Well, you got three guys that were supposed to be paid longevity from 20. January 1st, 2020 to December 31st, 2020, and...
The longevity just started in 21.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. When we settled the contract, that was the only one that took off in 2021. If I remember right, Don, maybe I'm wrong. Your guy's the one that...
I'm trying to remember. I mean, I'd have to look at it.
Yeah. That's what I'm...
The only two things that had a date on it was our close, started January 1st, 2020, and you guys paid Randy Trimble $15,000 or $1,500 for his insurance in 2020. Longevity is, it says right here, longevity increments. All employees will receive the longevity increment, a specified percent per hour to be added to the base pay at the completion of 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30 years of service. Increased supplies will be followed, and it gives it.
Mm-hmm.
It says, it is understand that the longevity increments do not compound when all employees move from one increment level to the next increment level. The old increment level stops and the new one being paid. There's not a date on it.
When was the contract signed?
It's not signed in here, but it doesn't matter. The first paragraph.
Yeah, it does matter.
No, the first paragraph on here says everything is back to 2020 unless agreed upon by the parties. We never agreed upon it.
I don't have in front of me, Jeff, so I'll have to look into it.
I know what the problem is. The problem is that Donna was there, Randy McCann was there.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed upon to wait to January or February because we're going to start to get paid every 2 weeks.
Right.
And one of them, I'm not going to mention any names, said that Renee was going to have a problem with it. Well, she still has a problem with us. We get paid every 2 weeks. She's got to get used to it. It's done and over with. As of February of 2021, we still did not get it, and that's what we agreed upon.
Have you got your paychecks every 2 weeks?
We're still getting paid every 2 weeks, yeah, okay. But we still didn't get our own
check. So why are you saying she's got a problem with it?
Because I walked in there when Larry Giro, he's not here, and we walked in there and he wanted his 25 cents extra after July 2nd. And I was standing at the door And she looked at me and she had a smart comment. She goes, well, I don't, I gotta do all this, do all that, because you guys gotta get paid every 2 weeks. Well.
So she was just telling you, that's how it works.
Right, that's how it works. I told her before, she don't like it, take the door. But the problem is.
Well, same thing with you guys. If you don't like it, take the door.
I've been there 30 years. I'm not leaving.
Well,
She's
not either. She's not either, so.
But.
Get used to it.
Oh, I am. I'm gonna get used to it. I got 5 more years.
Okay.
But it still says in here, there's not a date. We're supposed to be paid our longevity. If you guys can't come out of payment, then I guess it's gonna be grievance in court.
That's fine. If that's what you need to do, that's fine, Jeff.
Okay, no,
I've got to go look at the contract and see when the contract was signed. When I signed the contract, I believe it was for the start of 2021. And the only thing that went back on the 2020 was your pay. And this new one that you just put in was only starting in 2021, if I remember right. Now, like I say, I don't have the contract in front of me.
No,
but I gotta go look it up.
Contract, the only two dates were in there was paying Randy Tremblay $1,500 for not taking the insurance, and our close started January 1st, 2021. That was it.
Yeah.
The longevity was never in it. Just like Larry Giro, he's not here. I asked him to come, it's just like the week's vacation. There's not a date on that. It says to be incremented on his anniversary date. Well, you actually owe him 4 weeks because July 2nd was his anniversary date.
You're wrong.
Hmm?
You're wrong.
How am I wrong with that?
Because you're wrong. It doesn't say anniversary date. And when he started, Jeff, there was no contract. There was no contract when he started. So when you guys started your union, it started on January 1st, didn't it? Did your union start January 1st?
Yeah.
That's when the contract started, so that's when his pay started.
No, it still says anniversary.
Well, again, if he thinks he's got a problem, have him grieve it. That's what your union is for.
I mean, if you want to see this one, I'll bring it up to you. Because
no, I don't want, I've got to see and what when I sign the
other. It does say anniversary date. It's always been in the anniversary date.
Well, your guys' anniversary date is January 1st, because that's when the contract started.
No, my anniversary date that I got hired was July 27th.
That's when you got hired, yeah. What's your anniversary date?
It doesn't say when I got hired.
Your anniversary date on your union contract is January 1st.
It doesn't
I can guarantee you didn't start your union on June or July of the year. You started at the first of the year. Am I right or not?
Yeah, I started it. The thing started in July, but okay. I got hired in July 22nd. That it says
okay.
Anniversary date.
All right, we can argue here all night, but I'll check into it and see. I'll definitely check into it.
Because it says, right here, again, I'll read it to you. I mean, you don't have to believe me, but go look at it. It says, to be credited on the employee's anniversary date. It doesn't say 1st of January. It says employee's anniversary date.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't usually come to these because I don't want to get in an arguing match. I don't want to get in a fighting match. But I think waiting 2 years for stuff is way out of line. And it just seems that when it comes to employees, that's when everybody wants to make a big fuss about it. So, I mean, like I said, he was there until he got kicked off. And Donna knows a lot of the stuff that happened, so.
Okay. All right. You say so.
Well, I'm not saying it. I know what we said. And it was never agreed upon to wait to January. There's nobody in their right mind that would throw $1,000 away unless you're gambling. I'm not a gambling man.
Okay.
So.
All right. Anything else?
Well, get back to me within the next couple weeks and let me know, because if not, there's going to be an agreement. So.
Okay. All right. I will.
I hate to do it. I thought we could work it out, getting paid, but I guess.
Well, I believe you were, but
huh?
I could be wrong. I said I believed you were getting paid, but I could be wrong. I'll check into it.
We never got paid for longevity. Mm-hmm. We did. She started it after our 30 years. When Larry got his 30 years July 2nd, I got my July, well, she started mine a week after, but it doesn't matter. When I got my 30 years, she started giving me the 75 cents, but we still miss from January of 2020 to December of 2020, it's 50 cents, which is a grand, without overtime. There's Larry, it only affects three guys, Larry Giroux, myself, and Chris K. It doesn't affect anybody else at that shop.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to come down and fight my opinion, because
okay.
Honestly, I guess it ain't gonna go no way, so.
Okay, all right. Anything else?
I have a couple of things. Last month I brought up the minutes. I just figured I'd
share that the minutes still haven't been posted, the written minutes.
Right.
September, October, two in October, two in November, budget hearing, none of that's been posted. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned when I asked last month that Calvin had never offered to come to a meeting or express desire to. I reached out to him and he said he has offered to the town board to come and set up a camera. Whether he could be here or not, he'd bring a camera, he'd pick it up the next day, and he'd post it on his hometown cable. I think that'd be interesting for the town of Morris to do.
Whatever.
But obviously I don't have the authority to approve that, so he did express interest in doing that.
I mean, it's never been brought up since I've been here, but whatever, it's up to the board. No comment?
I won't be here. This won't be here.
Let the new board decide.
Okay. All right, table it to Monday, or January, I mean. I'm gonna get the new board.
Okay, I got some more paperwork on that grant, the COVID grant. I brought that up last month as well. The funds shouldn't be used for paying principal and interest. So if anyone's interested in seeing that, I do have that. Does this board have any thoughts on what the rest of that money's going towards?
Not as of right now, no.
Nothing.
Something we're gonna tackle in the spring.
Okay.
Can't do much out there now anyways.
And the last thing I was wondering, I've attended several zoning board meetings. The zoning board and the zoning board chair have indicated that they just interpret and enforce the zoning law that currently exists. But that law hasn't been updated. The bylaws haven't been updated in quite some time. And they've all expressed that there's need for an update. How does the town go about that?
I couldn't tell you when they were last without looking it up.
Oh, I'm not asking when they were last updated. I believe it was 2011. I'm just saying I think that they're due to be updated. And I was curious if the board would put together a committee or how, I was curious how that goes.
Yeah, I would think that you would need to get a committee together and research it. And then.
But I think there are a lot of things that didn't exist in 2008 and 2011 and, you know, 1993 when a lot of our rules were written. Especially antique stores that seem to be taking over our intersections. And so maybe changing the verbiage a little bit so that that's more easy for the zoning board to enforce and for the code enforcement officer to enforce might be beneficial.
Okay. Again, we'll bring it up in January with the new board and see if they want to do that. Okay, anything else? Anybody else?
Jeff, before we close the meeting, this is our last regular meeting of the year.
No, we got one more.
Well, this is our last regular meeting.
Well, we got
the last regular meeting
yeah.
of the year. I want to thank Chris Bulris for the service to the town for the last 4 years.
Yeah, I do too. You did a great job. Speaking of the year-end meeting, right now I'm tentative to be on the on Tuesday the 28th. At 7 o'clock. Is that good with everybody? Because the offices are closed Thursday and Friday, so we'll do the 28th. Then we'll get the bills. She can get the bills ready for 29, and she can send them out before she goes on vacation. Is that good? Good, everybody. Okay.
Yeah, you're at 7 p.m.
Yep. Okay. I'll entertain a motion to close. Chris, I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, no.